This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
2000. I think we've hit the 2000 mark on the this dot. Week. Yeah, yep. I think we okay. have.
Yep.
And this one occurred over the weekend. I had a bit of a party to attend for my best friend's 30th yep. in Canberra, and I was staying at my sister's apartment afterwards because my parents live a bit out of town, and so it was just the easier option. Yep. And at the end of the night, got a cab back to my sister's house. I made sure she'd texted me her address because I know how to drive there, but I never remember what the number is and whatnot. Yeah. And so I had to get her to text it to me so I didn't end up somewhere else. And the taxi driver dropped me off, all good to go. It was about 2 in the morning on Sunday morning-ish.
And you'd had some good times.
I'd had some very good times. Yeah. And as I get out of the cab and walk towards her building, there are a number of buildings that look exactly the same as hers along the street.
Yeah.
But she is in the end one.
Yeah, right.
Somehow I make my way into a different building. And I kind of ran through because there was two guys on a balcony that yelled something out at me as I walked past, and it freaked me out a bit because I was like, ugh, ran into the building, ran all the way to the top floor that my sister lives on and put the key in the lock, but it wouldn't turn.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, something's wrong here. Like, I just, something is off and I can't pick what it is. And as I'm standing there wiggling the key, I realised the stairs were on the wrong side. Because the building next to hers is the opposite.
Yeah, right.
And the stairs are on the left instead of the right.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, ooh, I'm in the wrong building. So as I rip the key back out of the door, I hear someone on the other side of the door coming to see what was going on and what the kerfuffle was.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, my God. And so I just, like, run all the way down the stairs. And I'm in heels, so I was, like, clomping the entire way. But as I get to the bottom, I'm like, I can't go back out the front because those rando dudes were there, so I've got to go out the back. So I go out the back door, and then I've got to try to figure out her back door. They all look the same from the back.
Yeah,
like, there's absolutely no determining which building's what from the back.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm stumbling around the back, trying to find her door, get upstairs, get to bed. All good.
All good.
All good, I thought. Then the next morning, I was telling her the story. I'm like, oh, so funny. I went to your next door neighbor. She's like, how? Because my scanner doesn't open any other building but mine. And I was like, well, it did. She's like, no, it can't. And so we went and tested it.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So you don't know how you got
I
in the
room? I don't know how. The door must have been open. I remember scanning it and walking in, but it must have already been open.
Or maybe after 2 a.m.
Everyone's they open just, game. Like,
yeah. Did you think maybe it was those guys yelling from a balcony going, oi, wrong apartment, you're over here?
Probably. And that's why I wasn't game to go back out the front and be like, you were right.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Should have listened to you instead of running off. My fault entirely.
I thought they were just, you know, catcalling, and I was like, ah! But really, they were
doing
just trying to give me a bit of a heads up.
Hey, drunk girl. One building over, love.
Shut up! Stop talking to me!
It's hilarious. Technical meltdown at Woolworths yesterday meant that at quite a few locations around the country, you couldn't get your groceries. You could walk into the store, you could pick all the stuff that you wanted from your shopping list, you could put it in the trolley, you could get to the checkout, but that's as far as you got.
Yeah, they had some crazy tech issues that affected so many people.
Now, here's the thing. When it comes to technical issues, obviously it's a tech thing. Mm. It's not the fault of the people that are actually helping you at Woolworths, and the people at the shop front did their best to help people out.
I'm sure there was so much anger, though.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, I feel bad for the people that were trying to calm everyone down.
Local Woolworths staff are not to blame.
No, of course not. They do a
fantastic job. Anybody that works in any supermarket, I reckon, they do a magnificent job to keep us fed. However, there were some issues. It was a heated environment, and there was some outrage because people would spend the time, whether it's 5 minutes or
an hour, picking all of their items,
all the groceries and all that kind of stuff, got to the checkout only for them to be told, sorry, we can't ring anything up. You're going to have to leave your shopping there and walk.
And if that was you, Hamish, you go from aisle to aisle to aisle to aisle because you have no idea where anything is.
I have not refined my shopping experience. So
to the point where you've texted me in the past and said, where the hell do I find gluten-free flour?
Because
it was on your wife's list and you didn't want to ask her.
That is absolutely true.
It takes you hours to get all the items on the list that you've been given.
And thank you for sending me a photo of it.
This is what it looks like.
Yeah, I appreciate that. but then I still had to find the aisle that it was in. So you weren't that much of a
help. But imagine if you spent hours looking for all of those things that got to the checkout and you couldn't actually purchase them. You would have been fuming.
Apparently there were 2,000 tweets about the glitch yesterday, and they got it fixed as soon as they could, which is like early evening last night. So well done to them for that. But we want to know if anybody in the local area was affected by it.
Yeah. Did anyone go out and do their shop? Not only to get to the checkout and be like, oh, no milk for you tonight, honey. Yeah.
On 13, 12, 16, we've got Joe on the line. Joe, did you experience it yesterday?
Yes, we did. We were out at Woolies at the Ridge. We ducked in to do some of our shopping and we were waiting in the express checkout lane to swipe our own. We probably waited for about 10 minutes. There was lots of talk of what was happening and apparently it was nationwide. After about 10 minutes, I said to my son, look, we'll just duck across to Leonard's. We'll forget about our groceries and we'll get what we need from there. We were across at Leonard's waiting and I looked across and I said, oh, it looks like there's movement in there again. We'll go across and we'll get our groceries. So I went to walk back in and the store manager was there and he said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't come in. And I said, oh, but look, that's my trolley there. I just want to grab my things. And he said, just grab it and go. And I looked at him and I said, I beg your pardon. He said, just grab it and go. I said, you mean take my trolley with my food and just leave the store? He said, yep, just go. Just take it. I'm like, for free, not paying? He said, yep, just take it.
Wow.
I was like, okay, And lots of people were just walking out with their groceries in their trolleys without paying.
What?
Where was I?
I know. And I'm like, why did I not get more?
And I love that you just like grabbed it and ran before he could change his mind.
I did. And then my son was out spruiking to everybody else. Quick, go into Woolies. The groceries are free.
Okay.
Well, maybe not for everyone, not just for the people that had already packed their trolley.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
But good on them. That is great.
Yeah, well done, Woolies.
That is great customer service in a difficult situation.
For the little bit of inconvenience that we experienced, we ended up
with
better
off. Yeah, some free groceries.
Well done.
Well done to the team. I don't know if that was Woolworths around the country that were doing that or whether it was just there, but well done.
Yeah.
Good work. Joe, thank you for the call. We'll move across to Tanisha now. Tanisha, did you experience the outage at Woolies yesterday?
No, I wasn't, but I'm here for the staff of Woolworths because I actually have a friend that works at the Twin Wage Woolworths and she came home crying from
the
abuse that she got.
And that's the
And that's what we said. Like, it's so difficult for everyone involved because there would have been a lot of anger and frustration, but there is literally nothing the staff could do to get the technical issue back up and running.
Yeah, exactly. So she copped abuse. There were people threatening to drop things, throwing stuff at the staff.
See, that's unfair. And that's
not right.
That's just not right.
Like, we've all dealt with technical issues at one point in our lives when it comes to computers or work or mobile phone
outages.
Anybody
that listens to this show for any amount of time knows that there's a lot of things that I blame on technical issues that go wrong.
But when you rely this much on tech, there's always going to be an issue somewhere along the line. So you need to have patience when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't believe it. She came home crying.
Yeah, it's not fair. Not fair at all. We'll give you, mate, a big hug from us. Well, one from Gabby. It'd be a bit creepy coming from me, but she deserves it.
There's a lady that's not happy. She is 30 years old. She has to live back in with her parents after attending 20 weddings and 12 hens parties in 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So she said she's in so much debt, about $3,600 worth of debt, just because of all of these weddings that she's had to attend.
Yeah.
And therefore she can't afford rent or anything like that. She's got to move back in with the parents until she can pay it off.
That's insane.
And, you know, I feel her pain because sometimes you think attending a wedding isn't going to cost you all that much. But when you consider the fact that some weddings are destination weddings or you have to travel for them because they don't live near you anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you've got to fork out accommodation, travel costs, plus the present and everything else. It can get quite exy, especially when you include the hens party into that as because they're normally at least $100 a head.
That's right. And,
for a party.
But that can be held like in the weeks beforehand or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's extra travel if you've got to travel for that and then to come back for the wedding. So, can the whole thing as somebody that turns up as a guest can be expensive.
It can be. I've never been married in my life, but I've spent a lot of money on weddings. However, I have not gone to 20 weddings in 4 years.
That
is pretty extreme.
Yeah.
So I wonder if anyone else can beat her out there. Like, I know how expensive they are, but 13, 12, 16, what's your record?
Yep.
How many weddings have you been to? How many have you been to?
I would say I could count on one hand, actually.
Really?
I haven't been to too many weddings.
Serious?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. It would be definitely five. So...
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine would be around the 10 to 15 mark.
10 to 15?
But that's over the span of probably 10 years, yeah, not
right.
four.
Yeah, right.
But still, I reckon, yeah, 10 to 15.
All right. How many weddings have you gone to? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Nick's on the line. Mate, what's your record?
How you going? Well, I probably... 20 is pretty big, but I'd probably have to say 15. But I have got one thing that would be better than hers. I did two weddings in one day.
Ooh, how'd you do that?
Yeah. Well, one was a lunchtime wedding and one was an iPhone wedding.
Are you a DJ who DJs at weddings?
No. No, we were guests.
Wow.
We were guests. Yeah, myself and my wife. Yeah, we did one at lunchtime, one in different areas too. One was down to Gatton and one was at Warwick. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. Yeah, no, did you really just good. Do the same outfit for both?
No, we can't. Well, I can't remember now. It was 2 years ago, but yeah, it's, I think I just changed. I changed my shirt, and yeah, my wife went in the same dress. Yeah,
that is awesome.
That is actually very impressive. Yeah, I've never heard of two weddings.
15 in about 5 years. Yeah,
yeah, because everyone gets married at the same time because you all enter the same life stages at around the same time.
Year, yep.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Well, you
and then
left
when
you're in debt.
Yourself, you've got to worry about your anniversary as well instead of going to someone's wedding.
Yeah, true.
Hamish, do you worry about your anniversary?
I constantly worry about my anniversary and the fact that I may have missed it once again this year. Gab, you know I love a good conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Normally my conspiracy theories are about, say, aliens or the fact that there is a fingo somewhere out there, which is a fox-dingo hybrid.
Mythical creature at this point in time.
Mythical creature, yes. Mm-hmm. The chupacabra, another one, of course.
You do love a good mystery.
I found a conspiracy theory actually last night, and it turned up on Lad Bible, to be perfectly honest with you. And I don't see how this could even be remotely true.
Okay.
All right. The conspiracy theory is that Australia doesn't exist.
Well, I hope that's not true.
Okay. So this popped up originally on Lad Bible last year when the flat earth is, the people that still think that the earth is flat, they started to gain some more traction last year.
Yeah,
it's
odd.
It's so weird.
Because you can literally fly around the world and you can see it from space. Like...
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you're looking from space, this is what their theory is. When you're looking from space, you just see the earth as a round disc, and that's what they're saying. The earth is
they
like
say
a
the
frisbee.
Earth actually moves around the sun continually facing
the same
way. But then how would you get night and day, and how would you get seasons?
They don't care about anything. Flat earthers in general just stick to their own country, so they're just like, they just care about what's going on there.
Right.
Anyway, so this is what was written as far as this conspiracy theory goes, that Australia doesn't exist. Most of you have probably been brought up believing in the imaginary land called Australia. I bet many of you have learned about it in school. I'm here to tell you the truth. Well, the fact is that Australia doesn't really exist. Everything you've heard about it was made up, and any pictures that you have seen were faked by the government. I am sure you have even talked to people on the internet who claim to be from Australia. They are really secret government agents who are surfing the internet to enforce these false beliefs. We are not entirely sure why the government made up this imaginary continent or why it's trying to convince the world that this continent is real. But we can tell you that we know for a fact that Australia doesn't really exist. Please join us in our quest to convince the world of this truth. Now, somebody else has written in and said that anybody that you meet from Australia is actually either a government agent or an actor.
So is it like the Truman Show where they live in a bubble and anything outside that bubble is totally false and created by the government to fool them?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm really starting to question myself because if I don't exist, who am I?
Well, that's true. And why do we bother turning up to work this
exactly
morning in a land that is from is of some sort of make believe?
If I don't exist, I might as well just be in bed Netflixing right now.
Yeah,
see ya.
There would be better things to be doing.
Yeah.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.